Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I love that toe-tapping music. Guess what? We have members of the Double Down Daredevils. They are in studio with us today, and I can't wait to get caught up with our guests. We want to welcome Bryn Peterson and KDWA's friend Mary Ellen Fox. Great to see both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. So first of all, Mary Ellen, I'm going to ask this of you. So I know you to be a nurse.
Yes, I'm a nurse.
And I know you to be affiliated with the schools.
Yep.
And I know you to be a wonderful classical instrumentalist.
Yep.
What the heck? What is this music I'm hearing you play?
I've made the switch. I've been learning how to improvise. And
no kidding.
Yep. And then these guys came to town. The Double Down Daredevils came to town about 2.5 years ago. I ended up getting him a gig and asking if I could play with them on 2 songs. And then they kind of invited me to come play with them. So it's been really, really fun. I'm learning how to be a fiddler and how to play by ear without any music.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really fun.
We've been ruining her classical training ever since.
Well, you know what? I did that once when I joined a rock band, and I was classically trained as a singer. Anyway, but no, you are not ruining. But doesn't she bring a new flavor to this?
Oh, absolutely. We talked about trying to find a fiddle player, but they're tough to get. And so when Mary Ellen popped up as an opportunity, we jumped right on it. And
so,
it really makes a difference.
You know, you say the word fiddle, but is a fiddle a violin?
Well, I could ask this all the time. Yes. It's the same thing.
Right.
It's just a slang term of and it's a style of playing.
Are you holding it any differently?
There are some people that are fiddlers that have the bridge. That's the little piece of wood that holds the strings up on the instrument. They actually have it sawed so it's a little flatter, so it's easier to play 2 strings at the same time. It's called playing double stops. I don't have that. I have just a regular curve on it.
A regular violin. So when I hear you play the violin someplace else, this is the same violin that you're using for Double Down Daredevils?
Yes.
Well, the story is that, you know, the difference between a violin player and a fiddle player is about 20 years of training.
Well, you got the best of both worlds.
Bryn.
You kind of lucked out. So first of all, let's talk about the Double Down Daredevils. And is that how it works? You just ask groups to join and they let you?
I don't know.
I mean, it was an audition, but she passed it pretty quickly. I mean, we don't actually just take anybody, believe it or not.
I guess not.
I didn't know I was being auditioned, I'll tell you that, too.
Yeah, it was better not to tell you when I got nervous.
So how long has the Double Down Daredevils been in existence?
What, about 4 years now, I think?
I've not been all the time.
Yeah,
so
well,
I know,
but you're supposed to know this stuff.
Because there's 6 of you, I see.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, I think it started about, well, originally, it was a duo act with just Tom and Nathan. That's our 2 guitar players.
So you weren't even in it?
No.
Okay.
No, but it was about 4 years ago.
And they were still called Double Down Daredevils?
Yep. Well, the whole deal was that the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association does a couple of festivals at it's a resort campground out by Richmond, Minnesota. And there's a camping area there called Double Down, which they were camped in. And some people came around looking for somebody to, you know, put an act together and fill an open mic spot on the ranch house stage, and nobody else would take it. And Tom and Nathan said, well, we're Daredevils, we'll take it. And
I love it. That's where the name came from. It's
instant
a great name.
Yep. It is a good name.
Oh my gosh. Did they both play guitar?
Yes.
They both play guitar.
Okay.
And great singers.
Yep. Tom had been sort of pestering me to come.
How did he know you?
We'd met at a festival up in Hugo some years before, and so we spent a lot of time playing around the campfire at 2 a.m., and so he'd kind of been bugging me about this. A band I was in at the time was kind of ramping down our activity, so he said, well, just come on up and sit in. It might be fun. By the end of the evening, I was apparently in the band. You know, I said, I mean, the next thing out of it. But okay, so we practice every Thursday, and and that was it.
Congratulations!
I walked
to
out
you.
Thinking apparently. I
so it was an audition
band.
For you too, and you didn't know it.
I had no idea. Yeah.
And Tim was he there before you?
Tim was there.
Yeah, he's our bass player.
Yep. So yeah, we have a phenomenal bass player, Tim Wankel.
He can play just about any instrument. It's
yes,
really
he
phenomenal.
Plays. He's carries around a whole spread of instruments, plays, you know, fiddle, banjo, guitar, mandolin, dobro.
And an excellent bass player.
But he's, yeah, an outstanding bass player. So they were there, and then we got David Smith to join, who was also playing with Blue Groove.
He's a banjo player.
Banjo player, yeah.
Okay.
And burned him out in a year or so because it was just the demands were too high on him, and then ended up getting a young guy named Zach Tower, who was in a band called Common Ground Company. They do kind of progressive jam grass stuff. And he's actually now playing in Buffalo Galaxy.
And he left.
Yeah, he was so busy. Again, he was just stretched too thin. So then we picked up Dr. Phil Nussbaum, who's been doing Bluegrass Saturday Morning on KBEM for the past 100 years or something like that.
He was a nationally syndicated show. He's
fabulous.
Yeah, it's actually over 35 years.
Yeah, so he's our banjo player.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Yeah. So you have how many guitar players?
So we have two guitars, banjo, bass, fiddle, and mandolin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the different kinds of sounds that come out of Double Down Daredevils, is that the true bluegrass sound? Does it have to have all of those instruments?
It has to have some, you know, I mean, you can play bluegrass with a bass player and a guitar player, but the traditional, we cover the spread of traditional instruments.
And where does bluegrass come from, please?
Kind of gospel and some...
Well,
not exactly, though.
It's actually rooted in the British Isles.
What?
This originally, the roots of this come from Irish music, Scottish music.
Banjos come from...
English.
Actually from Africans.
Sure.
African-Americans.
But when the Scottish-Irish started showing up in this country and moving into the southeast of the country, they brought their musical traditions with, and it morphed into, an original American style of music, which is bluegrass.
I love it. So, Mary Ellen, let's get back to you, please. So, how long have you been interested in bluegrass, and what was the draw?
Well, I started out playing in my church band, improvising and doing, so it's kind of a rock kind of a stuff.
And was it faster?
Yeah, and I was learning how to do a technique called chops, which is a way of kind of a rhythmical thing that you can do when you're not playing a melody and doing chords
kind
and things.
Kind of keeping...
Yep, keeping the beat and stuff. I've been interested in fiddling and just playing like Irish music for, I don't know, many years. So I don't know, I've been looking around at different things to do, and when I saw these guys, it was really fun. So I really enjoy bluegrass music.
So how do you change and shift gears from a classically trained violinist to become a fiddler?
Well, you listen to music, and so I listen to a lot of bluegrass music.
And what are you listening for?
Well, I'm listening to groups that are playing bluegrass, and I listen to the fiddlers, and so what they're doing, there's like, I have an app on my phone where I can slow down a song if I've got it, and so I could actually go and figure out exactly what they're doing if I really decide I really want to dig in deep. I go to jam sessions that are around the Twin Cities where there are fiddlers playing and mandolin and guitars and banjos, and so you just learn how to play those songs and pick up the techniques that they're doing. And
because it's not scripted, like
it's not
like a classical song would be, perhaps.
Well, there are rules.
Okay.
And so you kind of learn about the rules and how you do it. There's a thing called old time fiddle jams. I go to those. And then there's a thing called bluegrass jams. And they're actually, though they're similar, the similarities are you're playing a song, you sit in a circle, and when it's about time to be done, you stick your foot up in the air because that's the signal it's time to be done.
Okay? Oh, because otherwise it'd go on forever.
You could go on forever. Right?
Like jazz music.
Right. So you kick your foot up, and it's like, okay, this is the last time around.
Love it.
But beyond that, then old-time fiddle jams, usually what you do is you play the song over and over and over, and everybody plays the melody
all the time.
You play the melody all the time. Bluegrass jams... There might be singing involved. Sometimes they're singing in fiddle tunes, too. But bluegrass jams, you start playing. Somebody picks the song. They might sing it. And then they look around and they they
make
kinda,
eye
go
contact
around,
yep, or something.
You go around and you decide, okay, we're going to go in a circle to take a, it's called taking a break, but actually it doesn't mean you're going to leave. It means you get a solo. And so you get a like 8 bars or 12 bars solo, and then maybe they look at the next person to take a solo, and then, oops, okay, now it's time to sing again. So then they might sing another verse, and then they do a chorus, and then now it's the next person's turn to do a take a break. And so you go around the circle taking a break, and that is real improvisation. So you're like, oh my gosh, what was that melody? I got to remember it, play it, there, go. Done.
And that makes you a better musician.
It does, because you're really on the spot and you have to really think quickly.
I would assume. Mm-hmm. So I got to tell you a funny story. I was in Duluth on vacation with our family, and I can't remember the hotel we were at, but everybody was carrying in little suitcases that look like musical instruments. Pretty soon...
I know which hotel you're talking
about. I think I do too.
And so... two people would sit in a chair, and then somebody would walk by, and then they'd sit with them, and it was crazy.
Yep.
And everyone was just breaking into, and everyone was in their own little world.
Yep.
People were doing what you're saying, just improvising. It was fascinating and fabulous, and you made new friends. They made new friends.
I'm guessing you were up there in March or April, perhaps. Was that when you were
know?
There?
I don't remember, but it was bluegrass.
Yep.
And it was so fun. It was so fun to watch.
I went to bluegrass festivals for a few years before I ever managed to make it to the stage and realized, yes, there are actually paid performers showing up. I just went to play music with everybody, and it was just an amazing experience. You know, you can learn a dozen new songs every night and meet, you know, dozens of new people. It's a wonderful community. And
so when you say learn new songs, are these songs that we would know, or are they songs that you just improvise and come up with?
Mostly songs that people know are being passed down, but there are also originals as well.
Yeah, some of these are traditionals that go back, you know, a long way, back to 19th century. You know, the Daredevils do certainly some nuggets, and we also do original music and, you know, newer artists and whatnot. So there's people writing more bluegrass all the time, but it goes a long way back.
How fun.
Yes.
So what's on the docket for you guys? Because I know you have some gigs coming up you want to tell us about, please.
Well, we're going to be playing in Red Wing coming up here in February on the 22nd.
Nice.
And that's Saturday for the Big Turn Festival. And there's all sorts of groups that are down there, so people can buy a wristband and go around to all the different sites, the venues that are picked, and they have a schedule. We're going to be playing at 7 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church. That's a Saturday. Then in March on the 13th, we're going to be playing in River Falls at a place called Junior's, and that will be playing from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock. We'll be at the Hootenanny. That's right here in town.
I love it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know.
Third year in a row playing the
Hootenanny? Third year.
Yep.
So watch for times, because the schedule isn't posted yet. And then this
but that's
summer.
That's in April, right? April 25th.
Yes, 25th. And then this summer we will be in Hastings again at the Leduc, playing on Sunday the 23rd of August. So we've played that now. That'll be our third year too. It's a lot of fun.
Your outdoor concert series?
Yep.
Isn't that a wonderful event?
Oh, it's just fantastic.
Yep. Yeah.
Wonderful people. The schedule is actually a little bit light because we're trying to leave time. We are working on our first album right now.
Wow.
So we're going into the studio later this month, and we just wanted to block out some time to allow us. It's a time-consuming process, so...
So when you go into the studio, will you be very scripted with what you're going to be playing? Do you all play together, or will you lay music on top of each other? How is it going to work?
Both. Typically what we do for these is go in as a band and lay what's called a scratch track.
Okay.
So we go in and do a few takes live of the song to give us kind of a scaffolding to hang music on. And then we start going in and overdubbing those parts, replacing the parts we recorded
live part. Sure.
with a studio, you know, a track-by-track version of it. I don't know if we're going to do any of these live or not. I've done that in the past with bluegrass bands where we recorded some of them live.
Can you tell the difference?
It has a little different
energy
feel to it.
Or?
Yeah, we were trying, some of these we were older songs, we were trying to get a little more raw feel. Or we had one where the tempo just keeps increasing all the way through, and we thought, oh, there's no way to pull this off without being able to look at each other. So we just laid that one live.
Sure.
So.
Okay. So that process will take a while.
It will take a while. Yeah. It'll take months of work.
How fun, though.
Oh, yeah. It's overdue. We've been talking about this for the past couple of years, and in the meantime, we've kept writing more original music. So we have...
There's a lot of music.
Yeah, I'd say a good, mm-hmm. you know, at least half the music on this will be...
And how do you pare it down to know what to put on your album?
Well, we haven't completely all figured that out, but we've
right,
got a list.
That usually comes down to, you know, fighting kind of a two falls out of three thing, you know, because everybody wants, defends their own
song. The Daredevils!
It's the same thing we do with gigs. We tend to put too many songs into the list and then realize we have to cut it down, and there's usually limited bloodshed, but, you know, a little bit here and there.
It's better to have too many than not enough.
So the Double Down Daredevils have a full schedule that for this area. If you want to go see them, the Big Turn Festival is in Red Wing. That is a lot of fun. I know about that. And you're going to be there on Saturday, February 22nd, mm-hmm. 7 p.m. at the United Lutheran Church, and then Juniors in River Falls on Friday, March 13th from 7 to 10. And then in Hastings at the Hootenanny, which is going to be on Saturday, April 25th, and times will be stated soon. And then let's think, I can't wait for August. The Leduc Estate in Hastings, August 23rd, you're going to be there as well. So fun. And are you going to get a chance to go to any of these upcoming festivals, bluegrass festivals?
Yes. We're playing in March. We're going to be playing at that one, the Crown Plaza in Plymouth, Minnesota. So we'll be playing on March 6th, which is a Friday. That's not in town, so I didn't really mentioned it before, but that's when you described that thing about walking in the hotel and singing, that's what this is like. There's people everywhere walking around with instruments.
Yes,
and then fun.
They just sit or stand,
yep.
or
and there's actually rooms set aside that are jam rooms. So the circle I talked about, there's rooms with people sitting in circles playing music.
How fun.
And you can go, this room's too full, I'm going to go to a different room, and so it's a lot of fun.
Well, and a lot of the festivals in the summer, of course, are outdoors, and those are really fun. You just camp out for the weekend and play music until the sun comes up, and then get a couple hours of sleep, get a cup of coffee,
start
all
again.
Over.
Oh, I'm exhausted thinking of your schedule.
And I thought I should mention that out of these six people, five of them are singers. So we
nice.
We are really into vocal harmonies, and we all sing lead. So you know, you have different lead singers on different
wonderful.
Songs.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
It's we're a very vocally focused band in a lot of ways. So
I love it.
Yeah, it's really
well
fun.
Good. Well, we hope that out of all of those dates that you've given us, we have an opportunity to come out and hear you at one of them.
Yes.
Really nice to meet both of you together.
Yes.
Mary, we've known Mary Ellen forever, but Bryn, I'm so glad to meet you, and congratulations on your successes with this group.
Thank you so much.
Really, really nice to have you in studio. So our group is called
Double
Down Daredevils.
And if anyone wants to see it, they can go to our website, and there's more information there. And also, there's some videos on there that we recorded this summer in Hastings.
Love it.
And of course, we're on Facebook. And,
Okay. So got it all going on, Bryn.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely.
We want to thank Bryn Peterson and Mary Ellen Fox with the Double Down Daredevils. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.